Good day, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to Friday. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, everyone, all you Cosmic Explorers out there. Welcome for joining us this evening. And just to let you know, tonight you might hear some background noise because I'm actually at a girlfriend's house. We're having a girly night. So Polly and Lisa are here with me. So who knows what's going to happen? They might jump on and join us because you never know what's going to happen on this show. So, but thank you for joining us in this exciting time with crazy energies and just, I don't even know what's going on anymore. What's going on in your world, Hillis?
That's a loaded question. What's going on in my world? The more appropriate question, what is not going on in my world? you know, it's a big space of transformation for me. You know, the past 3 weeks of my life. I mean, since the end, it doesn't even feel like 3 weeks, to be honest. I mean, since Hurricane Ian, my first hurricane, and it was a Category 4. Some say it was 5. I don't know. I don't care. It was my first hurricane. and being in that, and then, you know, experiencing that, and then living through that, and then the aftermath of being in my own bubble, or the city being in the bubble, and still seeing people cleaning up the mess of their homes, and people living, and people surviving, and people being displaced, all of that space. And then, you know, I decided to do a plant medicine journey in my home. Many micro doses of a particular plant medicine, so I'm in a personal transformation there. So there's these spaces of personal transformation, and you know, I even noticed it in my wardrobe. I'm being guided. I'm even being drawn to wear more even gold or yellow colors now. That's not on the show, but. Exactly. So there's all these little personal touches and transformations and awarenesses now. I mean, in my daily life, such as I don't even watch TV nowhere near as much as I used to. So it's like all these little nuances that I'm allowing myself to pay attention to. What about you? What transformations that you, what are you noticing with yourself?
Oh my gosh! Well, since my trip, you know, everybody knows I went to England. It's been like, you know, and I just want to say altogether, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone for watching us this evening who's joining in. And I do want to answer one thing. I have not had the crots and snips yet. So if anybody knows what crots and snips are, they're carrots and parsnips that we ate in Britain. So there was a message there. So, and I was making them tonight, but we haven't had them yet. So just wanted to let you know. But in saying that, yes, that's exactly what's happening. There's this huge transformation energy that is hitting the planet right now on so many different levels. I know for me personally, I went down the road to sign up, and I didn't even tell you about this, Hillis. I signed up to take a 2-year program with the Priestess of Carowin. And yeah.
You're going to be a priestess now?
Yes, I am. I'm moving into my priestesshood, which I have not embraced yet. It's a part of me. So I bought this little thing, but I'm not going to keep it on because it bothers me. Oh, I got. Yeah, we have an audience tonight, so this is new for me. You know, but in saying that, you know, in this transformation, you know, signing up for that is, you know, there's this part of me and this little teeny part that I always know has been there, and it's that part, you know, of the witch hunts and the part of the witchy part of me that I do have in me, but I've never fully embraced. So this journey for me is opening that part of me up to allow to finally embrace it after, you know, having lifetimes of, you know, being past, like most of us out there have been. So I'm looking forward to that. And I just feel this huge energy of transformation. What I wanted to talk about tonight, and I talked to you earlier about, is, you know, what's going on with boundaries and integrity and people that are in our world right now, because there's a huge shift right now that's happening of an opening of the old that's going away. And as that old moves and pulls away, we have to open up to this new part of us. And as you said, seeing new things, knowing new things, exploring new things, and being new parts of ourselves, and allowing ourselves to be playful and curious.
Or being mad and angry about, no. You know, well, no, I'm just being honest, you know, because we go through these aspects of personal journeys. We go through these pieces of ourselves. And, you know, at the top of the show, mentioned about me going through a personal journey right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of this personal journey is being honest with who you are. And those who watch the show regularly know that I'm, you know, pretty upfront and honest about, you know, what's going on in my world. And with that, you know, I thought that this journey was going to be a little bit easier. You know, I didn't have to dig in as much, you know. And as I, and it's been a week. And it's feel like it's been a month, but it's only been a week. So now am I only restricting my diet? So I haven't had any cookies in a week. So that's like no sugar.
That's why you're grumpy. Let me figure that one out.
I know, no cookies, right? No, but it's when you are in this space of understanding what's really happening, you know, with the diet of limiting yourself to clean out the system, right? And then you go through this process of really understanding as you clean out the system, it's not just the physical space, it's the energetic space and how it's all intertwined. Because if your body is so bogged down with all the toxins and chemicals, because we are a chemical factory, mm-hmm. Our body makes so many chemicals for the body to operate. And if anything's out of balance or out of whack, then something's blown out or something's taken over. It's like this, that, or the other. It's all this stuff that's happening internally. And so when the system is clean, you are able to have a better perspective about what has occurred in your life, especially mm-hmm. when you have these personal journeys or, you know, meditations or some people call them aha moments. When you have these things, it just really allows for you to say, okay, I get it. I understand it now. That relationship was for this. And then my interaction with this person was like that. Or the interaction with myself was like, oh, how did this happen? So we go through these little moments. And it is in these little moments that have created the tapestry of our life. And in the space of what you talked about, of creating this boundary, you know, I chose to do this journey here in the setting of where I live, because typically when you do these, you do them out in the jungle where you're alone mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. But I had challenged myself, because what good is that going to do? Because if I go there, do all of that stuff, learn everything I have to learn, then I have to bring it back and integrate it. So exactly. Why not integrate it as I go? And so the boundaries and transformation is really understanding what's important to me in this moment. Do I keep pushing myself to do what has to be done? Or do I take this break from everything else and put everything on pause and move forward? So it's the integrity of setting the boundaries when you know you need to have that time for you.
Exactly. And that's what it comes down to altogether is we really need to take the times for ourselves right now and really honor ourselves and move into who we truly are, because that's what's happening. You know, everything's melting. As I said before, everything is melting away. And I did grow a card. I feel like I need to, it's telling me I need to read it. So this is from my new one.
Wait, what is it?
It's my new little cards.
Oh, I'm like, what is it? They look like a business card.
Yeah, I got my new business card. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It says, as light follows darkness, so day follows night. Be patient and wait for the right opportunity to create a new chapter in your life.
You know.
And what I want to say about that before you is, you know, that's what's happening right now. We're all creating a new chapter in our life. And I think, you know, and it is allowing yourself to be in the patience of that, to allow everything to be put together. Humanity is so one everything yesterday. We've just been programmed like that. And now it's time to step back and be in the patience so that new chapter can create itself at the purity of heart that it's required to. And that's what I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, I like that, because we have been conditioned mm-hmm. through mass media in the societal spaces of what to attain and how to obtain it, and what to utilize and what not to utilize, and what's good for you because we say it's good for you. I can't. I don't know if you guys remember the show, but it's what's called The Dinosaurs. It was way back like in the mid to late 90s.
Was that a like play cartoony kind of thing?
Or yeah. And it was the pink baby. And it was the baby you saw said, not the mama, not the mama. You guys go look it up. But the point I want to make here is that the company on that show, the name of the corporation on that show, because you never saw them, was called We Say So.
Oh.
And it's really poignant because everything that's occurring right now is this divide, the separation of follow the corporations, we say so, you know, because we say so. You do what we say because we say so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you are then also part of this other rebellious energy of like, no, I'm not going to do what you say because I have a mind, I have a brain, I have this, I have that. I'm going to utilize all of this. And so we step into the energy of utilizing what we already have innately. And so that's what most of us are having a trepidation about, because we're in this space of, you know, we've been, especially those that are in our age range and older, because mm-hmm. we've been so conditioned to follow this path of we say so. It's like, no, I'm not going to do we say so anymore because it just doesn't feel right. And this space of transformation begins with setting the intentional boundaries of understanding who you are now, not who you were, you know, a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It's not about that. And it's about really taking hold and honoring the soul that you are. And it is in that space of really utilizing the value of the soul, valuing your presence, valuing those who are around you. It's all about stepping into that space of like, I get it, I understand it, this is who I am. And so that's where a lot of people now have this fear about, because they no longer identify with the old. And mm-hmm. that's what this great fear of transformation.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And how are you feeling on, you know, something that came up this week, or it's been coming up for me, is, you know, as I talked about before, is integrity with people and boundaries.
Yeah.
And learning to function with people from a different space, mm-hmm. in knowing that how we function is all about honoring ourselves, A, and honoring the consciousness of humanity, B. Because it's up to us on an individual basis with every interaction. You know, people can go out into the, you know, all the way up in the corporate world where they're fighting to switch the corporate mind and all this, and that's going on as well. But how can you, in your own little world, on an individual basis, shift that consciousness by honoring yourself and the shifting of humanity as a whole, by setting boundaries with people and honoring them and respecting them of where they are, however, not allowing them to take your power away as we did in the past, and allowing their behaviors to dictate how we behave back to them. Are you finding that, or different levels? I have a little, I'll go into it in a second. And I think there's like three little levels of things going on, but what is your insight around that?
You know, it's very poignant now in how we allow ourselves to be seen, you know, because you have the space of social media, and there's this invisible wall, if you will, of what's being projected versus what you actually see.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are very raw and honest about who they project themselves to be. Then there are others who, you know, put up with this illusion. And social media is a good reflection of what's happening in the world right now, because, you know, you have those who are like us, who are very raw and very open and share about everything that's going on. Well, mostly everything that's going on in their world, you know, and in the space of creating the tiered spaces of really understanding what is happening, you really have to start with, as we've been talking about, the individual. And each individual is different, having their own experience. And it is in that experience of really beginning to understand how the one will begin to affect the many. And it
Exactly.
is in the aspect of, I'm going to take this time out for me. I don't care what anyone says, thinks, or does. This is who I am. And yeah, selfish, or what we would consider, in a societal sense, selfish. But you need that right now. You need that time to be alone. You need that time to really factor in what is moving within you. So that way, once you have a grasp on what's happening here, you can then be a part of everything else. You can no longer isolate and then begin to integrate yourself into the world.
In saying that, I think we need, I feel that we need to redefine selfish or self, self, because right, we always used to think that way. If we, give of ourselves or honor of ourselves, that we're being so, what word am I looking for? Selfish. Selfish. I can't even say it, okay? But that's not the truth in what's happening right now.
No.
It's in an honoring of our of thyself and individual will, as you said, to be in that space, because that is creating the shift in humanity. That is creating the life and the love and the heart of who we truly are and need to be. Looking at people from where they are, but not allowing, as I said before, their behaviors to affect how we respond to the rest of the world, and stay in our truth and stay in our passion and who we are, and honor ourselves.
Yeah, I like that, because what is really fascinating is how one person truly can begin to affect another and then have that ripple effect. And it is just in the space of awareness of what one individual puts their attention and focus on. It's like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, I think I'm gonna try that. Oh, hey. That's new. And so it begins to open the door of curiosity, because in the heart of it all, we're all still kids. We're all still children. And in that mindset of always being a child, there's always going to be this level of curiosity. And without curiosity, there's no growth. And without no growth, there's no change. Without no change, there everything's just going to stay status quo. And we didn't come here for things to stay status quo, because if that was the case, we would be living in a black and white world, working in corporate America, just doing whatever to have some sort of lame experience.
Exactly. I mean, it's really time right now to move past that little hurt inner child that's been living inside every person on this planet, and step into the inner child that was supposed to be one of curiosity and playfulness and openness, and just allowing the world to unfold and just have fun with it. Because everything that's happening, even though it's, some stuff's really hard and everything like that, but it's just all a game. And how you can play the game and move with the game and open your heart to have fun with it, it just allows you to flow at a whole nother space.
Yeah.
And we forget about that. We
Yeah,
forget about giving ourselves permission to play.
we do. We have to give ourselves a lot of permission to play.
What do you think,
And
ladies? I agree more. You have something you would like to say? Is it? I'm feeling that they have to say something. I'm going to interject for a second, because I am there over there like, we want to talk. Yes, this is Polly, everyone. She's amazing. She's my friend. I have a friend.
Yeah, Rebecca has friends. Who knew?
I know. I know. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's my secret.
Oh my goodness.
Well, your secret's out, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. On the topic of integrity, I've just found that like my boundaries have been really pushed and pushed and pushed lately. And I'm like, why is this happening? And I got real quiet and kind of shut down about it. And what I realized is, when I came up for air around it all, because I had to really think about how do I respond to this thing that's happening that was really sort of, it was very personal and hurtful. And my old self would have come at that with a lot of anger and a lot of, you know, more gangster energy. Oh, you're going to mess with me. I'm going to mess back with you. And I think that in my bubble where I've changed is that I realize that whatever I do has a ripple effect, and however I respond to this has a ripple effect. And if I come at somebody with anger, even if what they did had no integrity, then I'm just adding to it. Yeah. And in my heart protection, I would take on this anger energy because I didn't want to have that vulnerability and that hurt. And, you know, more recently I have found myself really thinking about like what I'm going to respond to this and not say anything anymore. I have to say something, but what is it that I'm going to say and how do I handle this in like a way that's of the better good of everybody? And I've started to realize that, you know, a lot of people are just asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, I don't need to wake them up or change them anymore. It's just more that I need to respond in a way that comes from kindness and just say, I'm sorry this happened and that you made this choice. I love you, but you're no longer invited into my space. And I wish you well, and I hope you learn from this. And I found that I had to use that response with somebody recently. And it was the first time I really ever responded to something that way. And it was hard. It hurt. And I allowed my heart to be open. But I think that in general, I don't feel badly about how I handled it. Like, I'm not thinking about my behavior and how I contributed to something. It's just really like understanding that so many people are just asleep right now. And I think that we're all being tested.
Yeah. I like that insight. Thank you for that. And so what it brought to my mind personally, you know, as I, like I said, I've been in this journey for a week, which feels like a month, but it was well, some of the stories, the movies that we play in our mind really attributes to our personal behavior and our reactions to people in life. And we store that. And sorry. How we...
No, my cat just jumped up and missed and just totally fell. So wasn't laughing at you.
No, it's fine. And so as we... And I'm just speaking from personal experience recently is that as these movies play, we have to remember that it's just an experience. There's no one at fault. There's no one to blame. There's no one to judge. There's no one really, but the interaction and the exchange of energies of this experience. And as we allow ourselves to evolve in the space of awareness, we then become solidified in the truth, knowing that this particular experience served its purpose. And as we become aware of that, we then begin to shift our thinking from here to the feeling of here, as you just talked about, as you went through that yourself. And as it shifts, we then can allow for something greater to unfold in the connection. And it's not always about, you know, saying goodbye, wish you well. Sometimes there's no words need to be said. It's always the energy. The energy speaks before the words do. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that the body, the energy, our auric field, all of it speaks before a word even comes out of your mouth. Just as I'm sitting here now, the energy of the thought is well developed before I even speak it, before I even articulate it. So when you shift the understanding into more of a feeling and how everything is already projected, how everything is created in this field that is you, mm-hmm. That is where the magic happens. That's where the magic lies in really believing that no words need to be said. Exactly. This is who I am. This is where I stand. And if you posture or change your demeanor in any sort of way, what needs to be conveyed is conveyed before words are even spoken. The words are just the, as Stevie Wonder said, signed, sealed, and delivered. I mean, the words are just sealing the actions or the non-actions in this process of really holding your space as you, as we all move into the space of transformation.
Exactly. And, you know, as I said before, we're learning the law. We're learning the language of vibration right now, of learning how to function from a space of healing. What are you laughing at?
No, I'm laughing because I told somebody the other day, it's like, I speak energy.
Exactly. And it's, and it's a different language. And it's an interesting language because sometimes you really have to be discerning, because energy can have different definitions and not jump into like it energy is bad. It might just be you're misinterpreting the energy of what it is. So you really have to be, listen to your body and your intuition. It's a whole, like, it's just a whole inner working within yourself in order to speak and learn and listen to the language of energy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. This whole month is just one big giant bubble of a blur, but no, seriously, I mean, living down here, going through this hurricane, everything is just like a big blur. But it's interesting because what I've learned in one of my most recent mushroom journeys is that some of the things that I just articulated is how everything is already formed in the space in which we allow ourselves to take the action.
Exactly. You
know, everything exists already in the vibratory field of our aura, the resonance of that. And as we really begin to understand that on a much higher level, as we allow ourselves to be open to, wait a minute, the body knows what it's going to do before I do.
Exactly.
Wait, the words are already there before I even speak it. Wait. My body knows how to take it. So it's like all these actionary things in the masculine energy in the space of doing has already occurred because we were in the space of being. Because exactly. being, doing, it's a repetitive 1-2 process that we have somehow complicated.
Exactly. And in saying that too, you know, if you watch the universe and everything around you, it'll show you. It gives you a roadmap of what's going to happen. You'll see something and it'll happen earlier that day. So it's pre-let you know this is coming into your world. So if you start to navigate that and really be mindful of the world around you, everything's laid out what's going to happen.
Duh.
We just don't pay attention because we're silly humans. We have to make everything so
difficult. Those silly humans. You know, and it's funny. It's we're funny cute, because I sit here.
She's being quiet over there.
Thank you for letting me chime in.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh,
it's
no.
This is how we roll.
Yeah.
Now we roll with the flow. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to come in, just, you know, jump on in.
Okay.
But, you know, what's interesting about that, you say you silly humans, right? You say that. But then what comes to my mind is, you know, the people such as us believe in the previous incarnated species, meaning, you know, Lemurians, Arcturians, Sirians, Palladian, Lyrans, all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We say silly humans, but shouldn't we really say silly species or silly whatever? Because
hybrids.
You really have me thinking on this one.
Because it's interjective with hybrids.
Right. Well, no. Well, think about it. Okay? You have all these other races that existed way before we did.
Mm-hmm.
In this form, rather. We existed in all forms and all energy. Right?
Exactly.
So how or why is it that we in this form limited what we could do, you know, because we say silly, but in fact, we're not, we're still learning. Yeah.
We're not. I mean, we chose to come here for this experience. We chose to come here for this, magical time in the shifting of humanity.
Yeah.
To have these experiences, to move through all the old that has been from the past of what's created until today's time, you know, to open that, expand that, and move it into what it was, you know, it's like a do-over, you know. We're in a do-over. Yeah, as Lisa said, Earth is going through transformation too. We're at, like, you know, we had our shot before to have everything and we blew it, and now we're getting a do-over.
Who knew that there would be such a thing as a do-over?
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm coining right now. It's just a do-over. We're in do-over time, people.
Reset. Yeah. But, you know, it's really magical in how the space of really understanding the transformation, of really moving into and around what's occurring. Yes. You know, with really understanding how we have shifted into a species that has limited themselves. I'm stuck there, because, and I'm probably going to be stuck there for a minute, because we lived.
Because you're just limiting yourself by being stuck.
Well, let me rephrase that then. I know, right?
Rephrase it. Now you're experiencing what we're going through, a do-over.
Right. Exactly. You see how this works, people? But it's not more so being stuck, it's more so in the process of really understanding how unlimited I truly am versus the limitations of this species. Of this existence right now. I could do so much more than this. How do I tap into that right now?
You already tapped into it.
Yeah, I know, but you know me.
It's already happening. You're in it already. So,
you know, but you know me, I like to keep pushing the button, keep on.
I know you do. You like stirring the pot.
Yeah, exactly. Like what Patty just says. Thank you, Patty. Do we limit ourselves as a part of the learning experience? Yeah, we're learning how to be unlimited, because that's what we really are. I mean, heck, I'm going to live till I'm 120. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I'm learning to go into who we truly, we truly are inside. You know, who we truly, that spark, that energy, that boundless energy we truly are. And it's just coming back to that and remembering that and opening up to those spaces to allow that magic that we be to be created, you know, and it happens every day. It's once again being aware of the magic around you. And I want to go back real quick. I really wanted to say something. These ladies are getting out of control over here. I don't know what they're doing. We got a freak out going on with some. Who's this?
Is that your fan?
She's been freaking out. She's been changing all these colors.
Oh, I like that.
It wasn't. It just started going crazy. So yeah, we've got magical stuff going on right now. But what I wanted to say earlier about going back to integrity and people and boundaries just kind of came up. And I really feel like, and I just want to let everybody know, I think we're going through, I don't know what they're doing now. They're kind of scaring me over here.
Focus.
They brought me a fan. We're really going through, I feel, a three-stage process right now when it comes to people in our world. And this is just my own point of view, so take it for what it is. One is people are showing up to the stuff that is still triggering that we need to look at. And those are our mirrors that are popping up in the world more than ever right now for us to explore and look at. Now, there's a second type of person that's coming into the world right now, is who you were. And that's the tester person. Those are the people that are functioning the way you used to function. Now, in saying that, those people, you have to be very discerning and notice and be aware. That's how I used to function. And also in that moment, ask myself, is there anything left in the energy field around how I used to function that I need to let release out of my body so I can move forward to people number three. And the number three people are the people that vibrate in the world that you vibrate in, that vibrate in the space of love, that are moving humanity into the place we need to be, of where we need to go consciously as a collective in order to build and shift this world to the beautiful, magical place that I know will be one day.
Yeah.
And so that is my little point of view on the people that are coming. And then there's background people that don't really matter. They're asleep and they're never going to wake up. So let's not forget them either. So, you know, so that's my point of view on the people that are coming in and out of our world right now. Oh, wait a minute. There's another type too. They're the hidden angels that come down to talk to you. So just know that they come in human form sometimes. So remember those people as well, you know? Anyhow, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. And I thought I wasn't going to talk about it, but I got triggered again.
I always trigger Hillis.
And it's not you, but it's the collective who was with us. And I talked about this before, but I feel like I had to talk about it again.
Now they're taking it personally over here. You think we're talking about the ladies?
No. It's about the word awakening. That word just triggers me crazy. Because
it's kind of like holding space.
Yeah, like that phrase, holding space. As we change that to honoring space. But the word awakening is not really that in which it is, because what are we awakening to? You know, what are we? There's nothing new. People have to understand that there's nothing new to awaken to, because that's what awakening is. Awakening is starting something new, a whole process. But in fact, we are allowing ourselves to remember who we really are. Mm-hmm. And so no one's awakening. We are all. It's about giving ourselves the permission to remember our truth, allowing ourselves to remember who we are, to remember ourselves in this space, in this transformation, because that's what remembering is. And it's not awakening. I'm sorry. And people are going to fight me. People are going to yell at me. People, whatever. I don't care. This is my truth. And this is what I believe. And that's all that matters. So there.
So, question.
Yes.
What word would we like to change from awakening?
Just change it to remembering.
Remembering.
Right, yeah.
Remembering. Lisa said, we got two thumbs up over here for remembering.
Yeah, because that's, in all essence, that's what it is. Because when I've done many meditations, I've done many dives and ascensions into this, and it's about remembering. Because, you know, when you have been incarnated so many times, you're remembering how to move into your abilities in the Egyptian lifetimes or Sumerian lifetimes or Lyran or Palladian. You remembered how to access this energy that's already built into this system of a body.
Exactly.
And as we now allow ourselves to remember, gives ourselves to permission to remember, everything comes up. So we feel like, oh yeah, I have to awaken to that. No, we're remembering how to utilize what's already here. Everything's coming online. It's like, okay, wait, that's new. But yet, if you sit in a space, you give yourself time to remember how to do what needs to be done.
Exactly. Okay, and this is Lisa joining us.
Hi, Lisa.
She's going to give us her insight.
So you triggered me by that. And the remember.
Yay! Triggers all around.
So what you said about remembering, that's exactly the word I was thinking right as you were saying it. And I was listening to something earlier today and they were talking about amnesia, how going through our, if we feel like we're here on a mission, we came here on a mission, something bigger than who we are, right? That corporate job or whatever that is in our spiritual life. And they were like, you know, like you're saying, we're coming out of amnesia. We're coming back to remembering things that we didn't either have access to or we had forgotten or whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. So it ties right in with what you're saying is it's all within us. It's already within us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we have to bring it to the surface and utilize it. Yeah. It's right there.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And that's why a lot of people have gone through the process, you want to call it the dark night of soul, whatever, to let go of all the stuff don't me. You know,
no, not you. That phrase, darkness of the soul. That's another trick. Hey, we're not going to get into that one.
I'm doing great tonight. I'm 3 for 3 tonight. No, you know, but I'm just saying that most people can relate to that. So those phrases, you know, but that's what I'm saying is, you know, we most of us, a lot of us have gone through that process of looking at all those things. So we can move now into that full remembrance because we don't have all the baggage we picked up weighing us down from remembering the truth. Now we can release ourselves from all that baggage because it doesn't make, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, the baggage just needs to go. And so we can remember.
I thought about what you're saying about your Toltec teachings before, about don't taking things personally, the four agreements, and then the fifth agreement or whatever. Yeah. I thought about that earlier too when you were speaking, and I was thinking, you know, we say things in a different way, or we say them in a way that, you know, we change it or whatever. But that's really what it is like with Polly's thing. She didn't take it personally. She had awareness that was happening in this relationship. She set her boundaries. And she didn't allow anybody to affect her integrity. She held her integrity. She held her frequency that she's at now. And she basically told the other person, that is not aligning with me. This is not okay. And she laid it out there. Where before she would have went within, felt bad about herself, beat herself up, whatever that would have looked like before, she's in a totally different space to see it differently now. I think it was beautiful. It was a beautiful story.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for that, Lisa, because that's so true. It's the growth. It's the growth we're at right now.
Right. Thank you for that, Lisa. Sometimes people don't even see the growth. I mean, people don't even...
Exactly.
People feel that in the space of this cocoon that we're in, because that's what it is, a space of transformation, people often feel like they are lost. They are down, they are damaged, they are hurt.
I know.
We are all of these things. We are all of these things. And the thing is, what people choose to attach to is the hurt, the pain, the damage, because it's an easier frequency to obtain. It's an easier frequency to get to. I know, because I've held on to it. You know, and I'm only speak from experience when I say these things, is that when we are quote unquote down in the dumps or whatever, when we having these moments, and even in the process of the selective amnesia where we allow ourselves not to remember our truth, we go for what's easy. You know, like me and my cookies sometimes. You know, I like cookies, but, you know, that's not the reason why I eat them. I just like cookies, you know, since whatever. But, you know, we find what's easy to gravitate to. And the easiest thing to gravitate to is hurt, shame, pain, blame, guilt, all of that. And so when we allow ourselves to ascend out of that, other people tend to take it personally.
Exactly.
And it's no fault of yours. It's a fault of them. But it's like, oh, wait, you've grown. You've changed. How dare you? You can't change and I haven't. You can't evolve and I haven't. And they try to bring you back into that energy. And so it's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, bye. See you later. You know, until you're able to come with me, don't talk to me.
Yeah. And that brings me right back to before, that we are in a space right now where we have to honor ourselves first. Because by honoring ourselves, we're honoring the shift of humanity.
Right.
Allow other people and hold that high vibe, because that's what it's going to take right now. And those people that are in the high vibe, you know, they're taking it personally. We've just got to move step above that and look at it just as the witness. Just be the observer of this behavior, but not engage in it anymore. Somebody's raising their hand.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Be an example of that.
I was totally asleep because I thought the best way to resolve things when people were that way was to just put it behind me, you know, let it go, like just move on, be the bigger person, just let it go. And what I realized at some point was that I've been continuously disrespecting and hurting myself, and that's the choice I've been making. I was sacrificing my own emotion to allow somebody else to have theirs. And I could only do that so much. And then I finally realized I'm carrying all of this hurt that, like, I've created that I didn't have to.
Exactly. And that's what it's about.
Them, so they can't change either. because they just got a pass.
Right. And right? I realized this person is asleep. These people are asleep.
See what happens at girls' night, Hillis?
Then exactly. We'll be alone. We'll be in the cocoon together.
Exactly. I like what Patty says here. Honor ourselves, fix ourselves, help others. Exactly. That's the best way to do it.
Exactly, you know,
because
Patty.
As I've shared this story with everyone before, you know, as I started on my path, and my mom really didn't get who I was, but she was getting it. She was along for the ride. And just shortly, or just shy of her 60th birthday, she made her transition. But what was very poignant, and what was very poignant was that, still 7 years later, was that our last conversation was that she was coming to New York to visit me for the first time, and had made plans for her, got her Airbnb, got her airline tickets, everything. And the last conversation we had, she finally got who I was, because we were going to do plant medicine together. We were going to do everything. And she finally got who I was. And that was the biggest gift in her physical life that has been presented to me. But she's been gifting me ever since. And so, yeah.
Grandma comes in a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's definitely there. Always, always, so always. Oh, the mischief.
Hello? Sorry? Are we going to do a tune-up? Can I hear you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you were reading my mind. I was putting it out there. So, yeah.
I know. I was reading. I just feel like you're like, Becky, it's tune-up time.
Yeah, yeah. So.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we going to do
I don't know. You know, I'm still getting settled in my space. And so I didn't bring my tools into this space with me.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm feeling sound.
Okay.
I'm going to move in.
Okay. Huh? I'll do sound tonight. I'm going to do just a quick, I'm going to run through these cards I pulled as a quick journey, but a very quick journey. I'm not going into it. And then I'm going to do sound. Are you doing sound too? Or are you going to do your woo-woo-woo-woo thing?
I'm opening up the gateways, my dear.
Okay, you open the gateways and do your woo-woo-woo-woo thing. I'll do my You never know what you're going to get on this show. Okay. Okay, everyone. You ready, ladies? I'm going on a journey. Okay, I want everybody to take a deep breath in. And just allow yourself to sink into the moment. Allow yourself to sink into your heart space. Allow yourself to open and expand into the energy you truly are, to the being you truly are, and who you are remembering and becoming. I'm going to run through real quick before we go into sound, kind of how the cards laid out, and I'm going to do it very quick as we did. To just remember now, there are mirrored souls that are coming into our world right now as a reminder of seeing where we've been and where we're moving as we move into the strength of who we are. And also remember in this time to be playful as we're moving through this transformation of opening to a new space, of coming together in community as a whole to see who resonates with you as you open up into the divine tasks that you've been given for this lifetime that is going to move you and will move you into what you require to be in a moment. As you open your heart, you will have those reconciliations of moving past that energy that no longer serve you, is opening up to expanding to different worlds you never thought you could be in before, to having the courage to empower yourselves, to have the confidence in who you are and bring the abundance and prosperity into your world. And that's what it's about, my friends. That's what it's about, opening that space and being that resonance of who you truly are, who we were born here to be, who we are in this time and in this place, in this moment, to create a new world, one of vibrating high in the heart of unconditional love, of no judgment, and opening up to the spaces, beyond the places that we have never explored or expanded before, to allow that energy to come into us, to open our gifts and be who we truly be. Take another deep breath in, bring your hands to your heart one more. And now listen to the sound of vibration as you open, allow your expansion, 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 your DNA code to change, shift and change, to release and let go of anything that's holding you back from moving into the remembrance of who you are. Everybody, once again, hand on their heart, hand on your stomach. Take a deep breath home and bring yourself home to you in the vibration and allow that energy just to open, expand, feeling the truth of you. I thank everyone for allowing themselves and playing with me this evening and allowing these energies to open, to be in your heart and expand into your. Thank you so much.
I have the translation.
Oh! He translates. What is it? Yeah.
In this time of enormous universal transformations and shifts, know that you are not alone in this school. Referencing this planet Earth. This is happening everywhere in the known universe, in this solar system, in this place where you reside. Understand that we are here, and we, meaning your teams, your individual teams, the teams of the leaders of the clans and clans, meaning other species, and even in the indigenous ones, the first ones here, not just the Native Americans, but the ones long before, here to support in many ways in this role of great universal transformation. And allow yourself to be open to remember, as this process is challenging for some of you, but yet you embrace and welcome the newness, the remembering that you are allowing for yourselves to hold the times before and bringing those times to now. Remember. Aho.
Aho makitaki. I know I can never remember it.
Aho matakiase.
That's it, matakiaki. That's me.
Thank you, everyone, for this week, for joining us live.
Yes.
And just allow yourselves to be present with the message that was delivered for this entire episode. because it was not just in the tune-up, it was just in every aspect. It was in every aspect of who we are and what we do. And so if you guys honor this message and honor what we do, click on the link in the description to donate to us. Yes, and notify, subscribe, share with all your friends as what we do, we love to do and share with you.
Exactly.
Until next week, everyone.
Till next week, I'm going to thank everyone who joined us now and in the future. And ladies, my two cosmic sisters here hanging out with me, I appreciate them so much for joining me for the show tonight. And I thank you all. I appreciate you all. I love you all. And remember, don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you. Mwah. Until next week, keep exploring.